This podcast is a Modahub Media production.
Well, Lucy, thank you for joining me on this episode. Even though it has been a struggle, the struggle has been real to arrange this thing to happen. Which I don't even know why it usually turns out like that. But then sometimes it'd be like the best conversations that I have on the show is like people that the struggle was real to get them on. Like, God.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've almost given up. But I'm glad we are finally doing this. That's the main point.
Okay, so would you like introduce yourself? Just like a brief introduction before I ask you my first question and we get started. So people want to get to know you.
My name is Lucy Onyeje. And Onye is my middle name. And Lucy is my first name. And Onyeje is my last name, of course, my surname. I'm from Delta State. Yes, I'm from Delta State. I don't really like saying my age, so I'm not going to say it. But I'm in my 20s, of course. Yeah, my early 20s. That's it. And I'm a February born. February 18th. Wow. I'm a twin. I don't know if you know that. I'm a twin.
You are.
Yes, I am. But we are fraternal twins. We're not identical. And if you see her, you will not believe that we are twins. People are always saying, you guys are not twins. So, blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
You know,
it's people and we are telling you like what?
1 million.
Telling you about your life.
We're born. So, yeah, I'm a twin. And I have a BS in finance. Banking and finance. But I don't like saying the banking part. But I'm a BSc in Banking and Finance from the University of Benin, and I graduated last September, and I'm also a product designer. Should I say part-time? Because now that's not my main also, because you know Nigeria now. Like, anywhere be late face, anyone that is working, like, you have to keep going. Like, nobody's giving you chances to wait. So now I work in an accounting and audit firm. So that's like the finance part. So I actually do like finance and tech some sort of way. I also do social media managing too. So a lot of things. I actually do it for my friend. So he has this app that's building. So I'm just like doing it and learning it on the way, because you can't depend on what, like I said before. And even if you're doing like multiple things in Nigeria, you just look as if you're not doing anything, because nothing is showing forth. Like, you're not seeing, you're just working round the clock. And it's not looking at you, like you're working around the clock. So that's like what I do for work. Yes.
It's like, I was saying it on an earlier episode. I don't know if it's like growing up or maturing or something. That is the realization that the day is not as long as I thought it was. These past few weeks, I find myself like negotiating with whoever is in charge that please, I need just like at least 1 more hour. Because too many things to do. Not enough time. Before you know it, I look at time, it's 4 o'clock. What happened? And it's like I've not done anything, like in short.
And once it hits that 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock,
o'clock, the day is gone.
It's gone. And you have to use your 9 to do, and you it's like an endless cycle of.
Honestly, these days I wake up like this morning, I woke up tired. Imagine waking up in the morning. You're supposed to be like, yes, energy. But considering I didn't even sleep on time last night, I woke up tired this morning. I was like,
I sleep on time, even if I don't sleep, it doesn't matter. I will wake up tired. I don't know I don't know if it's the bones. I don't know if it's Nigeria. It possibly can't be Nigeria, because I will blame Nigeria for it. So, yeah, I'm always waking up tired. It doesn't matter. I wake up tired.
The struggle is real. I just be like, I need to just stand up and get things done.
Basically, that's what I do for work. What else? My hobbies. Okay, I love dancing. That's like my number one hobby.
Oh, wow.
I love singing. And why love singing? I don't love singing. I'm just lying. That's just something I love listening to music. I love listening to music.
I'm just lying. There's a lot of people who are lying to themselves, but at least they are honest.
I'm very self-aware and I'm very honest. Like, that's something I like about myself. Like, I'm very honest. I'm honest to people and I'm honest to myself that, yes, this is what it is. Like, you can't see, I don't lie to myself. Even if I try to tell a white lie, I don't lie to myself. I tell myself the truth all the time. Like, this is what it is. And my favorite genre of music is actually rap. I think you know that. So yeah,
there's going to be a loss for us to go, because rap is also like my own favorite. My Spotify is crazy, it's all over the place. Where I listen to rap a lot before we, because now I'm already going into all rap dance. First of all, do you have three things, like two things about you that is true and one thing that's a lie? So I'll like guess which is the lie.
Okay. I love Fopo a lot. Jesus, I can't even think of anything right now. I'm actually somebody that loves reading. I'm not talking about reading novels and all of that. Like, I love exams. Let me just say, okay, I love Fopo a lot. I love exams. And then the last, I'm a family-oriented person.
Okay, this is a tough one. I would have said that you love exams is the lie, but the passion that you said it with... Because who loves exams? I know I don't love exams. But maybe that's the lie.
No, that's not the lie. That's not the lie.
Okay, so which one is the lie then?
You just have to take a wild guess. Oh, I shouldn't have said anything. You should have...
I think the purple then.
Yeah, the purple. I detest purple so much.
Oh, wow. I don't even know which one is more shocking now. The fact that you detest Popo or the fact that you love exams, I don't know which one is more shocking. I don't know which one I need to delve into.
I love exams. And that's like the only thing that I loved about school, because I'm like an extroverted introvert, like Kendrick Lamar said. I'm not really, especially when I don't know people like that, I don't talk like that. But if... I'm really close to you, I'm like an extrovert. So in school, it was just I didn't really make a lot of friends because I was just on my own. I love listening to music a lot, so I'm always like my AirPods or no earpiece. In fact, coming to school was like, how would I say that? I always had AirPods on, so I always like imagine myself in the music video or something. I'm always lost every time I'm going to school, and anytime probably the lecturer is not around. I'm just If you're waiting for a lecturer, I put my AirPods back. Like, I did not really make any friends, or that was like just the fun part of school to me. I don't know if it's not that I'm not the best at school. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that is the I don't know what to say. It's like waiting for you to like reading about this thing, like
reading yeah, to answer
and then. Seeing there, like when you, the excitement, seeing like, okay, you can answer this and you can write a lot of like express yourself. It was a way of expressing myself, you know. And my course was this kind of course that we used to do courses from other departments. So it was like a way of testing yourself that, okay, if you actually read this other course, would you be good at it? And yes, I'm not saying good, and I wasn't average either, but I'm not trying to like toot my horn or anything, but yeah. That was like the most exciting part about school for me. I know people listen to this as if she says she's being cocky. I'm not being cocky at all. Like,
how I wish I can be like, I can relate. Honestly, Jenny, I do exams just because I know if I don't do this thing and pass, I will not get my certificates. That's my main motivating factor. That is the one thing that is driving me. That achievement. That proof of, I have achieved this, I completed this thing, I passed. But you see that main exam part, especially if I feel like it's tough, I'm literally battling with my life and I can't wait to be done. Now, you mentioned something, I feel like music-wise, we are, like, you love music a lot, I love music a lot. Like, I listen to music all the time. In short, I feel like maybe the way I love music is one of the reasons why I'm not as social. I'm an introvert as well. It's why I don't have as many friends. Because my ear is always blocked.
That's like the basic thing. I spent 4 years in school listening to music, actually. I wake up in the morning and listen to music. Even in my hostel, I didn't really make, because I stayed off campus, not inside the campus. I didn't really talk to people in my hostel because I was listening to music, and they know the kind of music I listen to. They know when I've woken up, oh, this girl has woken up, she has started. Like, that's what I do every time.
I can't go out I can't run errands or do anything without music. Like, if I have to go out to run errands or anything without music, God, I can't imagine it though. I'll have to be listening to things that are going on as I'm going out in the area. It's impossible though. I need music in my ear or something.
And it's even as bad as if I see somebody I know, I'll just like pray for the person not to see me because I don't want to remove my headphones. It's that bad. Because I'm having a concert in my head, you are trying to disrupt the process.
There are some songs like this that I shot their entire music videos in my head. I'm just like, they should come and hire me as the director. I will deliver a perfect job. Now, rap. I think you're a Barb. You're a Nicki fan, right?
Yes. I'm a Barb. Before anything, I'm a Barb.
Yes. Mr. Barb before anything. I feel like, I don't know, what's the first Nicki Minaj song that you had? Can you remember?
I think it was Moment for Life. Because then I was in primary school and it was only TV that I had that I could listen to songs for. So I think it was Moment for Life. That was it. But now I've listened to songs before then, before she...
Yeah, before Moment for Life,
But Moment for Life was like the first song. And when I saw her and when I listened to that song, I was like, wow, like this is somebody that I want to continue listening to. Like, I want to see her on my TV.
Yeah.
This is somebody that I feel like... I connected with, like, immediately. I was like, it was a connection immediately, and yes, I just saw like a star right away. And that's been how many years?
The first song I had of ours was Super Bass, and my dad was the one, he bought this compilation CD then because we used to have like a restaurant and bar, so we bought music and everything. I think I just, I don't even know, I just like got into like secondary school, and I was like just one or something. So he bought that compilation CDs. Like, when I'm not in school, I go there in the evening. So he bought that CD, just put it in. Like, there were a bunch of different songs. And then he goes to this song. Like, I've never seen her before, but I was like, wow, this is God. I've never in my life, like, I never even knew, like, what rapping was or anything. Because what am I listening to? But I had that song that day, and, like, I looked for the lyrics. And then I magically discovered that I know how to rap because of that song. There was a time.
I think I finished secondary school. I was telling myself that I could do it. If Nicki Minaj could, I could. So I had this daughter. I used to write foolish raps. Then my sisters, they actually killed my dream. They laughed at me, so I stopped. And that was the end of Nicki the rapper. That was the beginning and the end. It was a very short career.
I ended. If you know how many songs that I wrote. In short, it was something else. What do you mean? I was really in my rapper girl era. Do you know this call me Mini Minaj? I was in my rapper, like, I was You can't even understand. Remember, okay, in short, I came across one of them the other day. I wanted to die from embarrassment. Now, speaking of Barbs, like, on the last episode, I was still talking, like, Nicki Minaj's store is starting, you know, right?
It started already, and I think yesterday.
It started yesterday, okay. Now, I think I saw tweets earlier that nearly scared me. Like, my mind is telling me, like, towards the end, she may want to come here, which is good and bad.
Why do you think it's bad? Because I'm already saving up, please.
As in the ticket money. I don't know what the price is going to be.
Yes, it will be very expensive. But I just pray she comes probably like towards the end of the year. By that time, I'll have money.
Please. Yes. Towards the end of the year.
Yeah, like, we are real Barbs. We know the song.
But I feel like there's a very, very, not even, there's very, very high possibility she's coming to Lagos for sure. Because I feel like Barbs, like, in Nigeria and Lagos, they've been speaking out more. And she too, you know when Nicki Minaj is out and about, like, she's really out, so she's really engaging. I feel like she's going to come here, definitely. Yeah, for sure.
She comes to Africa, definitely she's coming to Lagos. I think SA, South Africa, she knows Nigeria, the carry last. She tweeted it one time.
She has worked with, like, I mean, she has met Wizkid, she has worked with Davido. Like, she's pretty much, like, in the Nigerian, like, Nigerian music is not small like that now. So, it's on her radar for sure.
Yes, we are not small.
We're not small like that. Now,
definitely.
the next episode we're going to discuss, yeah, we're going to talk about Bridgerton. First of all, can I just vent over the fact that it's coming out in May? It's annoying me on the
level. And it's not even the fact that it's coming out in May. It's coming out May and June. Like, why are they dividing into two parts? And they're separating it, like, it's too far from each other. I know they're trying to build the suspense so that they can make more money. But that's what they're doing. Like, that's
it makes no sense.
Popular series.
Why I liked Netflix before is because, like, Netflix series, they understand that people don't want to wait. So they release everything most of the time. But I don't know what they're doing, especially with the shows that, you know, people genuinely want to watch. Like, I know you're not watching Love is Blind, but like with Love is Blind, I'm watching. Before, the last two episodes or the last two seasons, they released everything. And even if they don't release everything, they'll release like 6 episodes. Then next week, they'll release like 5 episodes. You understand? So they'll release it twice. But this season, they are doing rubbish. Next week now, they are releasing 1 episode. And like, in what universe do I have time to be waiting for this kind of nonsense? I don't know what they're trying to do. And now they're doing the same thing with Bridgerton. I think it is
motivated by money. Like, when you stream it twice, they're going to make 2 times the money they're supposed to make if they do it more. So if people are streaming it twice, like just 1 season of something, they're streaming it twice. I think that's why I understand from it too. Because I don't really know why they're doing it. It's not like they don't have everything ready. They do. So why are you bringing it May and June?
Now, for the first, you saw the first season, the second season, and the Queen Charlotte, right? Before Bridgerton came out, were you that kind of like novel girl? Like, have you like read like historical like romance like that before? Or was Bridgerton like
your... I think I should have added in my 2 lies and a bit 2 truths and 1 lie. So I started reading. I don't like reading novels. I don't like reading books. I just read for exams. Like, I don't like reading books at all. It's not just my thing. I prefer a movie. Like, put it in a movie, I'll definitely watch it. But sitting down to read something, I think I've read only one novel in my life.
On this end, me and you are opposite. If I were to guess the number of novels I've read, at least it has to be like 200. I've read a lot.
Except I want to count all those books used to buy in junior secondary school.
No, those one novels are storybook.
I think it's just one novel. And the reason why I read that novel was because I was bored. My phone was bad that period. So I read this for like 3 months. One novel. It was interesting. I don't know. I'm just not a novel person. I don't read. I'm the opposite of my siblings. They read a lot.
That's an abomination to novel reading. 3 months on one book.
I swear. Like, it wasn't even that big.
It's nice to actually talk to someone who's like, or has a different perspective. Like, you watched Bridgerton, right? Without reading the book. Mm-hmm. You've not read books like that before. Unlike me, I've lost count of how many of those kind of books I've read. You understand? Like, I've read a lot.
You have to read the book to watch the movie.
No, I watched Bridgerton. Then, I've read all the books. I've read even this one that's coming out in May. I've read it before, but now I'm reading it again to, like, prepare my mind. So I'll be able to compare and contrast to see if they fuck up or not. But you that did not read, you've not read those books before, because I feel like we'll be coming with different expectations. People that read the books or read books like that, they have their expectations as opposed to people that haven't. So seeing that setup, like that historical and the way they played out everything, what was your first impression with the series?
This is the one I was not really into it because I feel like Daphne was not really a good actress. If it comes to movies, I know a lot of our movies. Like, yes. If you say you have read 200, I've watched 2,000 movies. I used to watch movies from 1980 something, like movies that I'm not born yet. That's like my thing. If I hear about the movie and people say that it's good, I would find like a way to download it. Even if it's 1986, even if it's 1985, I'll watch it. Like, I love watching old movies. So like, that's my thing. I love watching movies a lot.
Okay. So you were saying Daphne, you don't feel like Daphne was a good actress in this season one?
Like, I felt like the hype, because how I got to know about the movie was the hype and everything, and people were shouting about that. What's his name? Oh god, I forgot.
Yeah, that guy, the Duke of Hastings, Reggae Jumping.
Yes, people were shouting, Duke. I was like, okay, let me see this movie, let me watch it. My siblings has watched it too and everything. So I was not really impressed. If my sister listens to this podcast, she's going to probably kill me because she loves that season one. I prefer season two to season one. So I wasn't really impressed with season one.
Is it because of Daphne's acting?
It wasn't only Daphne. Like, I didn't really get Duke. Like, to me, they didn't have any chemistry. If I'm watching a romantic movie or a rom-com, what I look out in, like, the two main people is chemistry. They must have chemistry, at least. Like, that's the least we're asking for you to enjoy the movie, they must have chemistry. So I just feel like you don't have chemistry. And I feel like the sex scenes were also whack. Everything, like, that's the one I watched it for, like, 1 week. And that's on me. I watched this movie. If I like it, I watch it in 1 day. But with, I love the music and everything. Like, what do they call, is it classical ballad or I don't know. Like, I love the whole thing. I love the storyline too. It was okay, but it was just not for me. But when I watched season two, that was when I fell in love with Bridgerton. Like, season two was everything.
I think I've seen someone else that said they were sold on season two as well. I don't know, maybe because for me, what sold me on season one, aside from the fact that no matter how bad it was, for the fact that I've been reading those kind of novels and always hoping that they make it into a movie, it was already like a dream come true that they were doing Bridgerton. But the fact that season one, they used Reggie John Page as the male lead, like, it meant a lot, because back then, of course, we know it's just like they are whitey whites, you understand? So that diversity that
they brought in. They were all white guys.
Yes, they were all white. So that was like a risky take, but it was a very good take, because there's nothing that can calm people down more than a fine face. Okay, so I feel like they just used that season one to like reel people in, at least use him. For me, so Daphne really wasn't the standout in the season one. But I won't say like, I don't feel like her acting was that bad. That's just the character of that Daphne. That was just the character. She was like, look at Eloise. Like, Eloise is all over. She's out there. She's very vocal and everything. When you said when you're watching romantic movies, you like to look out for like chemistry between the male and female lead, between the two leads, right? Yes. Did you watch You People?
Yes, I did.
Okay, now you watched it. I didn't watch it. But on my last episode, right, I got into one Reddit thread and they were talking about movies where the male and female lead, where they felt like the male and female lead didn't have any chemistry. And You People was like on the list. But I've not seen it before. So I was like somehow about it. So you that you've seen it, do you agree with the person that said they didn't have any chemistry?
They were just, yeah. It wasn't like, I wasn't even looking at it like a romantic film. It was more like a comedy to me.
Comedy, right?
Yeah, so I was not looking for romance in it. It was just basically comedy. So I didn't really notice if they had, I don't know what people are saying, like, this is not a romantic film now. It's just, they want to get married, like each other, but they're from different races. And we know those two people, Lauren London. Do you think it was Lauren London now? It was the girl.
Yes, and it was.
I think I've forgotten the guy's name. So I was not looking at them, like, it was just basically comedy, so I was not looking out for chemistry. But if it's chemistry, they did not at all. It wasn't a romantic film. They were not in their feelings like that throughout the whole movie. So I don't know what people are saying. It wasn't a rom-com. It was purely comedy. So I wasn't looking out for chemistry. So except the genre is romantic movie or I don't know how okay, romance. And then, or is romantic comedy. And I'll be like, okay, looking out for what they'll give us, chemistry. But this one was just purely comedy. It was just comedy that has a side of, didn't even have any romance. They just liked each other. They were dating. If they can date in a crime action now, like in an action movie, they can date.
Yeah. See, I need you, since you are like clearly like a movie, like when you watch movie, like you're a real critique. I need you to watch that Mea Culpa. Like, I need you to see it because people are tearing my brain into. Me, when I saw it, I liked it though. But people are saying that it's not good. That people say it's good. That people say it's not good. But it's number one.
It's number one. Doesn't mean it's good now.
So I don't understand.
It just means people are hate watching it. Should I say if people hate a particular thing, they will keep on watching it. And anytime the person comes up, like, normally, like, when you go to Twitter now, you see people, they say they don't like Nicki Minaj. She's this, she's that. But she brought out an album and all of you listened. All of you did. So that's eat with pairing. And that's what I feel like. People just hate him and you don't like his movies. They say it's right. Like, they are right. Like, I don't like Tyler movies either. But I won't watch it. If I'm not going to hate, watch it. I'm going to watch it with a clean mind. Like, okay, this is what I'm watching. People, some people have not even watched it.
Yeah.
To give bad review.
Yes.
They've not even watched it though. They came to give bad review because based on some of something that somebody said, some of them didn't even give it a chance. They just watched like two scenes and they just started saying rubbish. That's the reason.
I feel like a lot of people didn't watch it with an open mind already. Like me, I watched it with an open mind. I was like, oh, Kelly Rowland, like I had people that I liked in it. So they just watch it with mind of I'm going to critique it.
They go and listen to something they don't like, somebody they don't like, just to say, like if I did not listen to Burna Boy's album, I would have said, oh, it's bad too. Some of them did not listen to it. They did not. They just followed people's mouth and say, it's bad. And they listened with a very dishonest, you're not being honest. So that's just I feel like that's why it's number one, because people are it's watching it. Because they say they don't like the movie, but why is it number one? How? And they just complain about everything that Perry does. But I still watch Madea, like if he brings out a Madea like movie or anything, I still watch Madea. Because Madea is purely comedy.
Okay, so I've got this scenario. Is the segment called Am I the Asshole? So like there's from this Reddit thread where they post like some scenarios and they basically ask if they feel like they are wrong or not. So I've got one here that I'm going to use. So this one says, am I the asshole for refusing to add food to my delivery for my roommate to save her money? So the guy is 28, he lives in Canada, his roommate is a female, she's 29, and they usually get along well. He says he's originally from China, he has family and savings accounts there. The other day, my roommate commented that I must spend a lot on takeout as I order takeout like 4 to 5 times a week. I then explained to her that I don't really spend much as I only order from a small number of Chinese restaurants who have an agreement with me and don't use standard delivery apps. I pay them in yuan and arrange the delivery over WeChat, so there is no tip and tax and they give him discounted prices. So a week later, she didn't have many foodstuffs at home and she asked me to add something for her and she will pay me back. I refused because she isn't part of the agreement and I don't want to betray the restaurant owners, and also she wouldn't be able to pay me back yuan. She seems upset and isn't being as cordial.
Okay, so I understand the part that I said he doesn't want to, but basically he's going to pay him back now. Okay, I feel like it's wrong.
Right,
it's not
honestly.
That deep. It's wrong, actually. It's an answer. You should not come and ask us. You're an asshole. You're not trying to betray the restaurant's trust. You don't give two fucks about the restaurant's trust. You're just lying. You're just trying to lighten the whole mood. That's why you chipped in that. Like, you won't care about trust and loyalty if somebody you actually care about. You won't care about trust and loyalty in the restaurant if somebody you care about. Like, you were just being plain wicked. That was just it. Like, you're an asshole. The person was an asshole. That's my own verdict.
So before we like close out, let's do, because okay, you know you do music, we know you don't do books, but god day you do movies, Sha. So what's your top three at the moment? Let's do top three songs and top three,
okay,
either movies or series. You can like mix it up,
just be rap songs. But okay, I think I like, for now, if you have asked me this question probably in like December, so like, but now, I think I love Beyonce, Texas Hold'em. Is it Texas? I can't the accent. There's Texas Hold'em. I love the song so much. I did not believe that I can like country song. I love that song. Yeah. So I love that song. I also love 16 Carriages. And yeah, let me chip in Nicki Minaj. Because it should not look as if it's just Beyonce.
Okay.
My favorite song on that album for now is Cowgirl. I don't even know why. So yeah, that's like one of these songs. I don't even know why. Like that's like I love the song. It has this smooth flow that reminds me of Pink Friday. Like, so top three movies. Okay, I should just say movies I've watched. Oh, series. You should watch Derry Girls. I love comedy a lot. I don't think I've mentioned that. That's like my number one. Yes, that's like my top romance, comedy, pure comedy, then I can like argue romantic comedy. I love that too. So yeah, romantic movies, action, as long as that's comedy, I love it. So my number one is Derry Girls. Derry Girls is like, Penelope was like a cast in Derry Girls. Penelope in them, I don't know, I don't even know, like one of my, should I say, I don't know, like, is it Toxic Traits? It's not Toxic. I used to know their real names. I just used to call them their names in the movies. So Penelope, yeah, before she blew up, she acted in Derry Girls. So it has like 3 seasons and just like 18 episodes in total. It's an Irish series. You know, she's an Irish girl. She's from Ireland. So that's like my number one for now. I love it so much. And number two, I think Champion. Champion's on Netflix. I don't know if you have seen it. I love British. Yeah, it's British Jamaican, something like that. It's on Netflix. And number three, let me just chip in a movie that I watched recently. Trying to remember, 13 Going 30 is actually an old movie, 2004. So I saw it again. So
it's an old movie. I've seen that. Oh, I've seen it long since.
Oh, I didn't call Avatar. Avatar is there too. Please stop four. Avatar is there. Yes, I totally forgot.
For me, if I were to say three now, the one that we add for me to pick is music. For me, my three right now is, one, Retail Therapy is Central C. Do you know what? Do you know the funniest thing? Last, like, 2022, I told myself that there is no way I'm listening to, like, UK rap music. Because why? There's no way. Only for me to, like, I don't know what song I add first. Okay, I think I add Let's Go first. That's the Central C song I add. And that song sold me. And that doesn't mean I'm listening to UK rap. I'm only listening to Central C and Dave. Those are the only two. I started listening to Dave because of Central C. Because Central C and Dave are close. So they did like something together. And then I dived into Dave. And Dave is like very brilliant. So, like his writing. His writing is on point. So I listened to that. My three songs right now is Retail Therapy, Central C. Then Focus, J Calm. So that's one. And the third one would be, it's going to be Chris Brown, 11-11.
Oh, my sister loves that song.
So for songs, that's it. For movies or series right now, okay, from the ones I recently watched, because I watch K-drama. So one would be Marry My Husband. I just finished that drama.
Why did I just knew it was Marry My Husband. I don't watch K-drama, but my sister's.
Secondly, I know this is going to be like 50-50, but I did like the Miyakopa. I like the acting. I like the male lead. The guy is fine. He knows how to act. I like Kelly Rowland. That's all I need. So, yes, I liked it. I watched it. I liked it. Then, which one would I add as the third one? What did I watch? Okay, I recently watched The Devil Wears Prada. And I'm 50-50 about that film, to be honest.
I forgot to say my Devil Wears Prada. And I also watched my Devil Wears Prada, I think, last week. And also, I also feel the same way. I did not see the hype at all. And it took me time to download this. Like, I looked for it everywhere before I found it. And I don't see, like, I was expecting so much, like, so much, and they just killed it.
The general storyline, to me, is just another basic film. I don't know what makes it so special.
It was very basic. Very basic. I was disappointed. Like, I don't understand. You saw what happened. Like, was the boyfriend not being selfish? And the friends, they were being selfish. And I hated the way it ended, because she wouldn't have left that job.
Left the job, went back to the boyfriend that did not want you to succeed. Because I don't know what kind of enemy of progress boyfriend is that.
Like, the boyfriend did not want her to succeed. Hey, like, thank you. Thank you. Like, the boyfriend did not want her to succeed. Like, why would somebody be having a problem? Like, oh my God, I was so pissed. Why would somebody be having a problem that you are going, you are not around for his birthday when you know you are, when he knows you are working? And you came back, you apologized, you brought cake. Don't bring this kind of relationship to me. I was so pissed. Like,
well, thank you for joining. We're definitely going to have another episode. I don't know. The Bridgerton one is for sure. When Netflix decides to have sense, maybe we can split it in two parts, when the first part comes out and when the second part comes out. Thank you for joining me on this episode. It has been really, really nice.
I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed this.
We didn't even get to touch on like finance. Anyway, next episode, Cha, okay. We'll touch on like finance. Since you are a banking and finance person,
how my money will be doubling in my bank account.
Yeah, I don't even know yet.
Thank you.